insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا
Say, what would my Lord care for you if not for your supplication? For disbelievers have denied, so your denial is going to be adherent.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 77th verse of chapter Furqan, the last one. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا Say, my Lord would not esteem you at all were it not for your prayer, but you indeed have belied, and soon you shall be in the grip. This is the last verse of chapter Furqan, and this is the last episode of this version of program. Earlier in the previous episode, we said that this verse is addressing the Holy Prophet to tell to the disbelievers that the Lord really cares about supplication and praying. Also, we said that between the beginning and ending part of the verse, there is relationship and coherency. And the second part is answering the polytheists and the pagans who denied the revelations of the Almighty Allah and His prophets. But what this verse is emphasizing is the importance of supplication. It is specified in Islamic narrations that if man does not do a job that he can do by himself and he resorts to praying, his praying will not be fulfilled. We mentioned in the previous episode that one of the prerequisites of supplication, and if we want our supplications to be answered and responded to, we must use all our power, we must do our best, and then ask something from Almighty Allah. So praying is a means for both knowing Allah and His glorious and beautiful attributes, and repenting of sins and purifying soul, and a factor for doing good deeds. Supplication is a cause for struggling as much as possible. It is not something that we ask Almighty Allah and we seclude ourselves. Therefore, there are important words about praying which cannot be understood save through knowing these prerequisites and etiquettes of supplication. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Praying is the weapon of the believer, the pillar of religion, and the light of the earth and the skies. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also said, Praying is the key of victory and success, and the best praying is the one that comes from a clean chest, a and a pious heart. This is explicitly referring to the purifying of the heart and soul that was from among one of the prerequisites.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
This is the importance of supplication. مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. My Lord would not esteem you at all were it not for your prayer. So we must do our best and then turn to Allah and ask something beyond our power. Basically, some events take place in all our lives which disappoint us from the viewpoint of apparent means and factors. But praying can be a window to hope and success. It is an effective means for struggling with disappointment and distress. And that is why it is said that Almighty Allah, from everything that happens on earth, likes supplication more than anything. Therefore, praying at the time of disasters makes man powerful. It calms him and it makes him hopeful. It has so much psychological effects that they cannot be denied. But the point is that we must be aware of these prerequisites. We must be informed about these etiquettes if we want our supplications to be answered. The Holy Quran says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." The Almighty Allah Himself has said, "To call unto me and I will answer you," but based on these conditions. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said in this regard, "Praying is fulfilled in some times, in odd prayer, in midnight, after dawn, at the time of noon and sunset prayers, after and at the time of wedding and marriage ceremony, at the time of looking at the door of Kaaba and parents' face, and at the time of reigning and recitation of the Holy Quran." These are some of the etiquettes of supplication. If we are aware of them, we can get ourselves closer to the station of response from the Almighty Allah. Dear listeners, we are done with the discussion of this last verse of chapter Furqan. Let's end our discussion with a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about one of the etiquettes of supplication. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Anyone who wants something from Allah must begin his praying with reciting, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And then one must ask one's need. And finally, one must also end one's praying with reciting the same. Because Allah Almighty is more generous than accepting two ends of a praying and leaving what is in the middle. reciting Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad will not remain unanswered. So we recite salawat and we ask Allah to set us among His special servants and bestow us the grace of achieving the attributes of Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Beneficent. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. I must remind again that we took great help in our discussions from the different volumes of the article An Enlightening Commentary into the Light of the Holy Quran, available at al-islam.org. Thank you very much for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.